So we raised we raised corn and cotton and syrup. We raised sorghum, made syrup out of it. Mm-hmm. Now, did you ever see any of that?
I never seen it made.
You didn't? Well, we had a bunch of it. We lived right over there, and there was a sorghum mill right over yonder at the Gunner place. Mm-hmm. Right over here in the Army camp at the Gunner place, there was a sorghum mill over there. We raised that stuff, and when it get ready, it had a head on it, looked sort of like maize or something like that, you know, as sorghum did. Mm-hmm. Well, we'd whittle us out some boards about a couple of feet long, make you a hand holds on it, and sort of sharpen the board just a little, the edges of it. Go out there and what they call strip it. We knock the leaves all off of it, see. Go down every row, knock the leaves all off of that. Then we come back and cut them heads off, see. Mm-hmm. That'd be cow feed is what we used that for. And we stacked them leaves up. They call that fodder. We stacked it up in bundles, you see, when we knocked them off. And then they'd just be that stalk standing there. We'd take a knife and go down there, big old long knife, about 18, 20 inches long, and cut them stalks down, see. Put them on a wagon, haul them down to the mill, sorghum mill. And then they'd run them through that. They had three big old iron rollers running the mule going round and round, just like, you know, going round and round, and them rollers rolling. Mm-hmm. And they'd go through there and they'd squeeze that juice out of it, and then it went down a trough. And they had a vat down there. Mm-hmm. They had a fire under it, see. You go down that trough, down to that vat, and they cooked it off, made syrup out of it, sorghum syrup out of it. And you had to know what she's doing to make that, because if you got it, cooked it too long, it'd taste bitter. Mm-hmm. But if you cooked it just right, boy, it was good. Mm-hmm. And so we had our chickens, we had our eggs, and our butter. We had cows and milked them. And we eat cornbread only on of a morning. We eat biscuits of a morning, and that's all. And we eat cornbread. We lived on cornbread. We had everything. It didn't cost hardly anything to live back in them days. $5 or $6 a month. It's about all it cost to live, because you had everything. You raised everything. You had your eggs and your meat and your lard and your syrup and everything, but just maybe some coffee and sugar like right. That, see. Some of them even raised the sugar, but we never did. And
how would they get the sugar? I mean, they'd grow sugar cane, I guess, but how would they?
Now, I don't know. I never did see them do that. I never did see them making sugar. Uh-huh. But I hear them say they had sugar cane. I hear them talk about it. Now, I've seen it raised. And I go through there and cut me down a stalk. And, boy, it was real good. You could peel it and chew it. And, boy, it was good. Just, you know, I've done that a lot of times. Go through the field and just cut down a stalk of it. Uh-huh. And just peel it. It had joints about ever that far apart. Just break it off them joints and peel that. Uh-huh. Boy, it was real good to chew on. But I never did see them making no sugar, but I've seen sugar cane, but I never did see them make sugar. I don't know, I guess they sort of done it like they did the syrup, I imagine. I don't know. I never did see one.
How old are you?
61.
And your religion?
Well, I'm homeless.
You go to this Assembly of God church up here?
Yeah, but I don't go up there. Our son-in-law here, my son-in-law here is a preacher. We believe in non-denominations, see. Now, I used to go up there. In fact, I helped them start that church up there. But we didn't see things alike. So, if you're not with anybody, you're not supposed to be there. That's the way I see it. Because if you're not with them, then you're against them. And you're not. That's not supposed to go with. I don't think.
The sort of work you've done.
Work? Well, I've just done about everything.
Mechanic, maybe.
When I first started out, I started out truck driving.
How old were you then?
Well, about 12 years old. Back there, I didn't even have to have a driving license, nothing. See, I recollect the first driving license I got, I went up there and they gave it to me.